Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, April 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Investors' attention to interest rates pulled stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 39 points to close at 34,411. The Nasdaq finished down nearly 19 points, and the S&P 500 closed down less than a point. Stocks wavered between positive and negative territory as markets priced in more aggressive interest rate increases in the coming months by the Federal Reserve, which is trying to bring down elevated inflation. Among individual stocks, Bank of America shares rose 3.4% after the bank reported on Monday that its first quarter profit beat analyst forecasts. Shares of Charles Schwab tumbled nearly 9.5%, making it the worst performing stock in the S&P 500. The brokerage's earnings missed expectations and trading activity fell compared with the same quarter a year ago. Shares of Johnson & Johnson fell about 1.3%. The company will pay $99 million to settle a lawsuit in West Virginia, alleging the company helped fuel the state's opioid crisis. And after the bell, we reported exclusively that Apollo Global Management is considering participating in a bid for Twitter. People familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal that Apollo could back Elon Musk's $43 billion offer for the social media company, or another offer. Sources also tell the Journal that Twitter is expected to rebuff Musk's proposal in the coming days, and that Apollo is evaluating potential cooperation between Twitter and Yahoo. Twitter shares rose about 1.5% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.